Silent Voices, written by Anne Cleves and read by Janine Burkett. Chapter 1. Vera swam slowly. An elderly man with a bathing hat pulled like a fully stretched condom over his head went past her. He wasn't a strong swimmer, but he was faster than she was. She was the sloth of the swimming world. But still, she was almost faint with the effort of moving, with pulling the bulk of her body through the water. She hated the sensation of water on her face. One splash and she imagined she was drowning, so she did a slow breaststroke with her chin a couple of inches from the surface of the pool, looking, she suspected, like a giant turtle. She managed to raise her head a little further to look at the clock on the wall. Nearly midday. Soon the fit and the fabulous elderly would appear for aqua aerobics. The women with painted toenails, floral bathing costumes, and the smug realization that they'd be the last generation to retire early in some comfort. There'd be loud music, the sound distorted by a tortuous PA system, and the appalling acoustics of the pool. So it would hardly seem like music at all. A young woman in Lycra would shout. Vera couldn't bear the thought of it. She'd swum her regulation 10 lengths. Well, 8. She couldn't do self-deception if her life depended on it. And now, her lungs heaving, she really felt that her life did depend on it. So sod it. 5 minutes in the steam room, a super-strength latte, then back to work. The swimming had been her doctor's idea. Vera had gone for a routine checkup, prepared for the usual lecture about her weight. She always lied about her alcohol intake, but her weight was obvious and couldn't be hidden. The doctor was young, looked in fact like a bairn, dressed up in respectable adult clothes.
"You do realise you're killing yourself?"
She'd leaned forward across the desk so that Vera could see that the perfect skin was uncovered by makeup. Smell a discreet grown-up perfume.
"I'm not frightened of dying," Vera had said.
She liked making dramatic statements, but thought this one was probably true.
"You might not die, of course."
The doctor had a clear voice, a bit on the high side to make for pleasant listening.
"Not immediately, at least."
And she'd listed the unpleasant possible symptoms that might result from Vera's overindulgence. An old-fashioned school prefect laying down the law.
"It's about time you started making some difficult lifestyle choices, Ms. Stanhope."
"Inspector," Vera had wanted to say, "Inspector Stanhope,"
knowing that actually this child would be unimpressed by the rank. And so Vera had joined the health club in this big out-of-town hotel, and most days she squeezed an hour from her day and swam 10 lengths, or 8. Never, she thought self-righteously, fewer than 8. She tried to choose a time when the pool was empty. Early mornings and evenings were impossible. Then the changing room was overrun by the young, the skinny, tanned women who plugged themselves into iPods and used all the equipment in the gym. How could Vera expose her eczema scaly legs, her flabby belly and cellulite in front of these twittering, giggling goddesses? Occasionally, she would peer into the room that looked like an updated torture chamber, with huge machines and heaving, writhing bodies. The men were gleaming with sweat, and she found herself fascinated by them, by the slippery muscles, the heavy shoulders and the trainer-clad feet pounding on the treadmill. Usually, she came to the health club in mid-morning, dashing away from work with the excuse of a meeting. She'd chosen a place that was some distance from work. The last thing she wanted was to be recognised by someone she knew. She hadn't told her colleagues she'd joined, and though perhaps they'd picked up the smell of chlorine on her skin or hair, they knew better than to comment. Now she reached the edge of the pool and stood up to catch her breath. It would be impossible to heave herself out as she'd seen the youngsters do. As she waded to the steps, one of the staff moved the line of floats into the middle of the pool to mark off